No, nothing I know of.
Okay, well, might as well get started then.
Roll.
You ready to go, Alyssa?
Ready to go.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and call this executive committee meeting of the Slo County Air Pollution Control District to order on June 1st, 2016. And we'll start with a roll call.
Ms. Arnold?
Here.
Mr. Hill?
Here.
And Mr. Smuckler?
I'm here. And we don't have anyone in the audience for public comment, so we'll open and close public comment and move along to item one as the minutes of the April 27th, 2016 executive committee meeting. I didn't have any changes.
Move approval.
I'll second that. So moved by Adam, second by Noah.
Roll call vote. Ms. Arnold?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item two is the review of our agenda for the June 22nd APCD entire board meeting. And Larry, do you want to take this away?
Okay, so the first page, A1 through 5, those are just our typical items. A6, well, I'm back up on there again. I don't know. I'm going to recommend that we delete A6 because I don't know what the status is in the local jurisdictions, if they've acted on this yet or not. So
we just acted at the COG and we sent to the local jurisdictions
to discuss. Okay, yeah. So they should come off A6.
Yeah, we have time on that one.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was on there.
How much time do we have till July?
I think the Board of Supervisors is the last to put on the ballot in July. Yeah.
Well, and we're not going to meet again until September.
Executive Committee meets on August 24th.
No, the vote to put it on the ballot for the elections.
Yeah. I think that we're just going to have to stay off of that. You know, just because I got the objection from one of our members that they didn't want to see it on the agenda until after they talked about it, and they haven't talked about it yet.
Part of the city council,
right?
Right. Okay.
So I'm not sure that it's going to be that huge of a help to COG anyhow for us to do that. I think the cities are most important, and the county.
Okay.
A7, this one is related to, we have our clean air ambassadors that go into the schools and talk to school kids about air pollution, climate change, and so forth. And they've been required by the Lucia Mar School District for some time to have live scan checks, you know, to make sure that there's nothing in their background that would prevent them from going in. And we thought that it would be best for us just to do that ourselves so that we have that confidential information rather than the school district, and we don't have to send them down to Arroyo Grande to get it done. They can just do it right here. So that's all that is just for us to apply to DOJ for the authority to do that.
They'll probably appreciate that too.
Yeah, they will, yeah. No doubt. So that's just a minor item. And then we have some unspent grant appropriations that need to get reappropriated by the board. That's just a minor item as well. And then B1, and then we have the APCO's report, and I'll probably just have a few brief items on that. Ray, are you going to have anything on district council's report?
Probably not, but we'll be see. Arguing the case in June. On June 15th, we may not have a result back, but I might just report it publicly so everybody hears the same thing.
Okay.
Before you move to board business, did you want to mention, Andy, that additional item that didn't make the agenda yet?
Oh, right. What was it?
It was additional mitigation funds that they wanted to reappropriate.
Right. There's an item missing on consent. It's another reappropriation of some mitigation funding to go to a project. And so one of our staff just notified us today. So that will go on as A9.
Just so I understand, so that was already appropriated by the board for whatever reason, the project.
Right, it might have fallen through, I think, and so they're going to reappropriate.
Okay.
That happens periodically.
Yeah.
B1 is probably going to come off because we have not had any applicants for that position yet, so we'll probably just wait until, in fact, why don't we just go ahead and just take it off, because we have a fairly long agenda to begin with. So then B2 will become, we'll renumber these. So B1 will be the performance indicators report. So that's our report on how well we accomplished, what our performance measures were for the last budget cycle. And then we go to the formal approval of our budget, which the board heard the first time at the last board meeting. I think you missed that, Debbie. But,
You only had one supervisor, right?
Yeah, Adam was the only one. I know.
I don't know how it got crisscrossed with our schedule.
I don't.
I'm so bad now, I only look at the calendar like one day out. Or else I'll short circuit, right?
Yeah.
So I looked at, or, yep.
What was a different CSAC meeting? It was like their legislative.
It was a legislative thing.
Yeah, so normally.
I checked with Lyndon, that's why I stayed back, because we need to have something.
Yeah. Normally the full board of supervisors usually only goes to the annual meeting, right? Or do you guys all go to the legislative meeting?
It depends on each person.
Yeah.
So, yeah, usually I had not.
Yeah, so we're. We're checking for next year to make sure we don't that doesn't happen again.
Yeah, if I'd have ever tuned in, I think we left, maybe this meeting was Wednesday, we left on Tuesday after the board meeting.
Yeah.
So it was long about Monday when I said, we got this all crossed, up here.
So we're going to try and make sure that doesn't happen again next year.
And we'll
adjust the date and we'll check. So these things... Get on our calendar when those things happen.
Exactly.
We go, oh, shoot. So we're definitely looking at CSAC conflicts.
Now watch. We'll be a little big trouble and then everyone will go, there's nothing we need to be up there for.
Well, so, League of Cities has stuff too, right?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
But there never seems, I don't recall that we've ever had a conflict with that, but...
And we do have alternates with the city position, so it's not...
Well, that's true. Yeah, you can send alternates, right.
But it might be good to add that to the League of Cities to the list.
We should add League of Cities to our list of things to check when your conferences are.
I felt bad I didn't notice until Monday of that week.
Yeah.
When I looked at the week. Fred, this is good.
When is that normally?
They have, probably the two to key in is they have an annual conference that I believe is usually in September.
Okay.
And then there's a new council members and mayor's conference that could be the other likely.
Okay.
So those two seem to grab the most. They put on conferences all year long, but those are the ones
where they get the most attendance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll try and
work around this.
We'll get their calendars from them. So we have the budget, and then we have the adoption of the small fee increase that we're proposing of 3.75%. We've got no additional comments on either of those after the hearing. So then we've got the consideration of the draft APCD Board Principles of Decorum. Oh, shoot. Yeah, I got to grab that. I forgot to pull out. Roberta sent in some comments on that.
You want me to grab them?
Do you have them?
They're on the share bag and grab them. You want me to print some copies?
Would you please?
Sure.
Yeah, because it might be good just to look at those and get some direction from you three.
We mostly passed on any real deep conversation on that.
Right.
Just kind of open it up for maybe some superficial...
Did you guys talk about it at the meeting?
Just barely. I recommended that we defer any kind of action or anything, that only if, Noah said that if there was any, you know, substantive thing that someone just couldn't live with and they wanted to make it known now,
go ahead and
tell staff. Yeah. So,
objection.
Yeah, no, they were all, we tried to consolidate them down into, I think there's a dozen of them
on there. I must have read them in the staff
Yeah,
before.
Right.
Yeah.
It just was stuff.
Yeah.
So we went through them briefly at the last executive committee meeting also.
Oh, maybe that.
We did. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, because I changed one or two
of them. I'm assuming Roberta's probably revolved around some of the... I can't even think of the term, but where we'd appoint someone at the beginning of the meeting.
Yes, she doesn't like that.
The whistleblower.
Yes.
For violations. Of
that was the recommendation.
Was that the main point that she?
That was well. She had comments on several of them actually.
Okay.
That was the main one though, I think, and I would recommend that the board at least discuss that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so that you can decide as a group. Because mm-hmm. that was the League of Women Voters, our facilitator's recommendation to do that. You know, so, and then while she's, Alyssa's getting that, I'll move on to B6. And so we're having our, basically our annual update on the Civic Spark program for this year. And that program is going to be taken over by the county next year. So we're not going to be proposing, you know, additional funding. The county was providing the majority of the funding to begin with. And they had placed a lot of restrictions on how we could run the program. And, you know, basically they wanted to run it from our office pretty much. And so I just said, hey, you guys ought to just take it on because... Mm-hmm. You know, there's very little flexibility here. You guys are coming over for every meeting. Why don't you just do it? So the county's going to take that on.
I grabbed a copy of the draft.
Oh, great. Okay, thank you, Alyssa.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Larry, does that program, and does it go by the calendar year or the fiscal year?
It goes by, it's almost like a federal fiscal year. It starts in October.
Oh, okay.
I believe, or September.
In this fall, not January.
Yeah. So these guys are done. They have an 11-month commitment, the AmeriCorps members, and their commitment is up in, I think, at the end of September. And then we recruit for new ones. Through September and October, and I think that they start like either end of October, beginning of November, something like that. So it's an odd cycle, year cycle. Okay, so you have Roberta's suggested, or Director Fonzie's suggested changes.
Mm-hmm.
And
then this was what we took to the board in May.
Right.
The draft.
So she's recommending that we change the title to something less pompous sounding.
I think we talked about that a little bit too at the last.
Did we?
I'm good with APCD board norms, which is what you suggested.
So yes.
Do we want to just make that change? Are we all good with that?
Yeah. If we could work through this just a little bit, it might save all 12 of us.
I agree. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I asked Alyssa to print those out. Okay, so...
Yeah, let's take them one by one.
Board norms. And then she's saying just to... change the first paragraph to basically a statement that says that APCD board members individually and corporately commit to the following, which is simple.
I'm concerned with the term corporately. I don't think that really is the correct.
How about collectively?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yep. APCD board members individually and collectively commit to the following. Okay, so are we good with that?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, she's saying that number one is unclear and wants us to revise it. So that one, pretty much all of these were taken mm-hmm. word for word from the way they were crafted at the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that they can't be improved, but I didn't want to be the one to change them.
I would change the word keep to uphold. to uphold the APC. I don't know.
I like that better.
I mean, I think it's a little clearer than keep. Uphold the APC mission. Do we need the, I mean, isn't the mission inclusive of public health? I mean,
yes. Well, it is.
Because it makes it seem separate when you say mission and.
So if we were to say, to uphold the APCD mission as the highest purpose for achieving constructive solutions for matters before the board.
That's right.
Okay. Are you all good with that?
Yeah, and you know, perhaps we should have the mission. Oh, we do. There we go. Perfect. So right on.
Yeah,
so,
it's at the top.
Yeah. How does that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Revision number two.
Yeah, I think she just wants to shorten things. And,
that was a request by, generally, by the board.
Yeah. That's,
yeah.
She had there's a link between the courtesy.
So the part about addressing each other by title, that was a suggestion from League of Women Voters to try and
make it more challenging for the chair.
Well, not by, I think you're just talking about director, yeah. Like Director Arnold, Director Smuckler.
Just add a little more formality.
Yeah, that was their recommendation because then you're affording the respect to the position that they're holding there. That was their recommendation. However you want to change it is fine with me. I'm just trying to tell you that is what they... but I could see the shortening, to treat others as they would like to be treated with courtesy.
I'm kind of on the fence. I could go either way if you've heard anything about, you know, chairperson or director. I've been calling everyone Mr. and Mrs.
Yes. Right.
So what we could do is I'd be comfortable removing that component, but maybe fold the courtesy component into the end, including addressing each other with courtesy. But
so to treat as I said, as they would like to be treated
with courtesy. I mean, her revision seems to do it, no?
Yeah. Yeah, let's just do it with hers. Yeah, let's go.
Okay, so we're saying that to treat others means everyone.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that's clear to staff, public, board members.
So tell me how you'd like it to read.
To treat staff, the public, staff, and board members
as they would,
they
like,
would
to
like to
be treated. Okay. To treat the public, staff, and board members.
I would say, and then with courtesy.
Yeah, with courtesy. As they would like to be treated.
No, that's kind of clunky, they'd like to be treated. I think just with courtesy.
With courtesy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Treat the staff, treat the public, staff, and board members with courtesy.
Courtesy and respect.
Yeah. Super
treat the public, staff members, and board members.
That's definitely better.
Yep. Okay. Should we add and respect onto the end of it?
Yeah.
Others.
Make those kind of roll into number two or three.
With courtesy and respect. I think it was intended to reflect the golden rule.
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll leave out the addressing each other by title.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. So number three, she's suggesting to shorten it to respect the right of others to hold and express differing opinions.
That's pretty clean.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I'll just put use Roberta's.
Yeah, number four sounds good to me as well. You guys like that?
Number four is to debate issues without malice or family.
Cleaner. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. For number five?
Yeah, I mean, basically what we tried to do together, you know, is put all this together and it's a little clunky and she just kind of cleaned it up.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
She's done a good job, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree. Mm-hmm. Okay, so number five is Roberta's as well. Number six. Oh, I like that one, too.
Yeah. It's so much easier to read.
Yeah. Okay. Should have called her first.
Yeah, send her okay.
Okay, number seven. To divestiture first, again, speaking, once recognized, they want to speak. Limiting comments to the subject matter before the board.
Yeah, I think
it seems good.
Comments and maybe questions?
Limiting
questions and comments.
Limiting question, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's number seven. And number eight.
Yeah, at eights, it would be nice to clean that up. And maybe her suggestion to avoid issuing individual direction to staff members and maintain all substantive board decisions in a public forum.
And what were you adding to that?
I'm just kind of tossing that out there.
I think it's okay if board members need to get clarification, especially through something in the city or district that they need. You know, I mean, if somebody, for instance,
right.
if something was going on in Morro Bay,
ask a question beforehand.
Yeah, you might want to call Larry and say, hey, can you help us out? So
absolutely, and I wouldn't want to suggest that would not be appropriate.
Yeah, you're right.
I think it's that sometimes, you know, there are board members that might ask for, you know, us to do something that could be a lot of work, and if I'm not, don't have the full board direction,
mm-hmm.
I'd sometime at a loss as to how to deal with that. So, fortunately, that hasn't happened too much in recent years. It was a problem in the past for a few board members.
Mm-hmm.
So
what do you suggest them?
Well, I think that, you know, it's...
Just to avoid issuing... I think that's different than asking for questions or, like, for instance... It's one thing for me to say, Larry, can you put somebody on something which is an order, than me saying, hey, you know, somebody in the office, so we got something for a constituent, can you tell me this, and if you say it's going to require, then it can come before the, you know, require.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and we do that all the time with people, with board members that say, hey, I had a complaint about this, could you follow up? That is part of our regular job duties,
right?
So that I don't see as, it's only on policy type items.
Yeah, maybe
really.
We do need to weave policy into that, to avoid issuing policy direction to staff members.
Policy direction certainly needs to be the purview of the full board.
Yeah.
Individual.
Policy direction.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good change.
Maybe it should say to avoid issuing individual direction regarding policy to staff members, because I think that...
Yeah, that was much improved. And the last one, I think, was had to do with what we talked about just before.
Right.
Concern about having the process observer.
Yeah, it looks like it was over. Can I just back up, Noah?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
10? It's okay, because she didn't have a revised. But when I look at number 10, I just think, can we just we just say something like when possible, or try to refrain from asking staff some significant questions? I always remember back to working around state legislation. It was so vague that, I mean, sometimes questions just come up that no one, or the discussion leads to something that people have questions. I don't know if they're significant. What's significant mean, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you would ask a question that hadn't been thought of to ask in advance.
Mm-hmm.
But we shouldn't say, okay, no questions can be discussed that haven't been asked in advance, because rule number 10
mm-hmm.
says we're trying to avoid that.
Yeah, I don't think I'd have much luck shutting down the questions.
Yeah,
period.
So just if it said, you know, try to refrain from asking significant questions, or when possible, call staff with significant questions. I just don't want ever to have some debate that where people are unfamiliar with the topic, they get to the meeting,
yeah,
and they start asking questions.
Yeah, and I don't
know to ask before they heard the staff report or something like that.
This certainly isn't intended to quell that sort of thing. It's
okay.
It's really.
But I just wanted to make sure I was clear on what you all were trying to.
I think the one possible is a good qualifier for that.
And I was thinking the word contact instead of call.
Yeah.
Of contact, yeah, right.
And, you know, so you're aware, our next agenda is going to be pretty busy, so I probably will send a general email out just affirming the intent of 10, where to give staff as much time as possible
for sure.
Yeah.
And
that's
I totally
good.
Get that. You guys can't be having, like, well, what happens a lot of times is board of supervisors, maybe that the questions start coming up. But I'm just saying sometimes the discussion initiates questions.
Right.
Or the PowerPoint or something
right.
No one's seen before, and they're thinking, whoa, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, this is really related to questions that someone might have in reading through an agenda item, and they want clarification or what's going to happen with this or that. And at least they're free to ask it during the board meeting as well. But if they call us in advance, we can
you
be prepared to respond if they
mm-hmm.
want a public response to a question.
Yeah.
You know, to me, that is really what we're looking for.
And I totally agree. In fact, I mean, if a board member asks a question that needs a little looking into, then you have to expect it. We're not going to get the answer right now, but
mm-hmm.
go ahead and ask it if you want. But I mean, I just thought it would clear it up that you can't not ask a question of significance.
No.
That you have because you didn't ask first, or just so.
So if we change that to contact staff with significant questions on an agenda item in advance of the board meeting, if possible.
Yeah, exactly. Because I always think we do these, and then like 10 years from now, it'll be somebody's, not us, looking at the rules going.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm asking that ahead of time. I better keep quiet.
So we've got that, and then on the recommendation number 2, we'll leave that in so the full board can discuss that, and you can decide as a full board whether or not to implement that.
That sounds good.
Okay. Well, she did some great work for us.
Yeah.
Do we
want to recognize that?
Pardon me?
Do we want to give this to the board as a red line?
I think that'd be nice.
I think so, because we published it in the first, and
Can we recognize Ms. Fonzie?
Yeah, I think you should.
In the staff report?
Right. Well, should I just attach this? Or no?
Maybe attach the update and...
Attach the update and recognize...
We worked off of her recommendation.
Yeah. Director Fonzie made some good suggestions and edits that the executive committee agreed with, and so the red lines reflect those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That'd
okay.
be great.
Yeah.
Let's work through that one.
Okay. And then
so you finished B6. Any closed session? How's that looking, Ray?
We'll have to wait and see when we get to the meeting. We completely briefed it. I briefed the full board in closed session last night. We filed out all of our opposition papers. We're waiting for their response, set for argument on the 15th.
Right.
And this meeting is when? This is
22nd.
Unless he rules from the bench, I don't think we're going to have a decision in the week.
Well, we should at least leave it on there, Ray, so you can just cancel it at the time of the meeting,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Just in case.
As we've done before.
Yeah.
Anything to
right.
Okay.
In which case, I'll switch over my comments and just do a public hearing.
Right.
Sounds good. It always helps morale when we get a council in closed session.
Yeah.
Okay, so move on to feeling good about the agenda then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anything else, Eric?
No.
Okay. We'll go ahead and move on to 3 on the business, which was related to the request to discuss. There's a letter received from Michelle Toddy and Armin Versailles that concerns citizens for clean air.
Right.
Thanks for including that. Anything from your side, Larry, on this one?
She's asking if we would have a presentation to the board on public health concerns related to the high levels of particulate matter on the mesa that aren't really diminishing much, and that there's new information that's come out from OSHA, actually, that has set a standard that an 8-hour standard that is regularly exceeded on the Napomo Mesa. And so she wanted a public airing of that and how we would address that as a board, as staff. And so I would be happy to do that. I could have perhaps Dr. Bornstein come discuss, and there's other experts in the field. I mean, I could actually look. I don't think it would be... she asked for it at the next board meeting. I don't think this meeting would be a good one to do that at. It's already a packed meeting. So, and in September, we'll have some data from, hopefully, from how the mitigation has done in this last year, and maybe more information on how we're going to be moving forward. So there might be more to report. So I would suggest that we either do it in September or November, which is when we do the tri-agency report to the board from ARB and State Parks and us, and it could be folded in as part of that.
I think that's a good plan.
Yeah, because then you could have enough time to work with Dr. Bornstein.
Yeah. Okay. So then we'll agree to put that on the agenda, but we'll make it in November, and it would be a, I'd have it as a separate item since she asked for it as a specific agenda item, so that, you know, we could get the update report, and then we could have that item specifically.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How are we going to differentiate between this whole thing being the work and the opinions and the work of the concerned citizens for clean air versus if Penny's doing it, isn't it coming? In other words, is this going to be a report by Penny, or is this going to be a report citing the work and the data and the opinions of the citizens for clean air?
Well, I think that my recommendation would be is that we research the OSHA decision and the new standard and learn as much about it as we can and present to the board what we know about it.
Okay.
And
so
how
it would be a county public health.
Public health, and probably I would join in with Dr. Bornstein for the part that, you know, I can learn about and help her with, and maybe find another expert out there. I don't know. I mean, I'll have to look into it first. They've alerted us to this earlier, and I haven't had a chance to actually review it. So, no, we would not be presenting their opinions. We would be presenting a scientific presentation on what it means and how it relates to the air quality standards that are set by ARB and the levels that we measure on the Mesa and so forth.
Okay.
So
that sounds good.
Yeah.
And so that it comes across, I mean, if that's what it is, then it's an official presentation by our body here or the county public health or whoever, or together.
Absolutely, right. So, yeah, we're not going to present opinions.
Be science-based.
Yeah, it would be science-based. And I don't even know that there would be a recommendation. I think that it would just be
information,
and the board might direct us to do something, you know, different at that point in time. So,
I think the combination of that and then the other items with the update, the tri-agency report, is,
right.
It's going to be an excellent meeting too.
Yeah.
There's questions out there about where we are in the mitigation and kind of the progress, but also
right.
the schedule for, anticipated schedule forward. So.
And we'll have a lot more information by November on that. I mean, hopefully they'll have their five-year plan out, the EIR out. They'll have had meetings with the Coastal Commission.
Yeah.
So, you know, my hope is that we're going to see a lot more substance in this next go-around. Because one of the lawsuits is related to the emergency permit process from Coastal Commission, and the other one's related to the CEQA process by State Parks. So, I, you know, those have to get taken care of.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. Great. Okay. So we'll plan on that in November. You captured all that, Alyssa?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anything else?
I think that's it.
All right. You guys good?
Okay.
Okay, meeting adjourned.
Good meeting.
Thank you.
Got a lot of work done in the half
hour.
Yeah.
Want to say slow down?